The last thing I want to ask you about is earlier on you were talking about mechanisms of action in terms of anti-VEGF and anti-angiogenics, and you were talking about the normal blood vessels. What about the issue of direct effects on tumor cells? In breast cancer, we've seen some interesting data questioning whether maybe some of the effect of bevacizumab is actually against, you know, VEGF receptors. I'm not sure I really understand what's going on, but what kind of evidence do we have in terms of renal cell in terms of that mechanism?
Not a lot. I mean, there have been some studies that have looked to show that at very low levels, there's evidence of VEGFR expression, typically at RNA levels, not so much protein levels, but you can find evidence of expression of these receptors in the tumor cells themselves. We don't see a lot of in vitro activity. So when you use these drugs, typically we don't see much activity there. The one exception might be sunitinib, and the in vitro activity of sunitinib may not necessarily be VEGF. It may be another target. But having said that, VEGF is a pleiotrophic growth factor. It's involved very early on in embryogenesis. Its receptors are probably expressed on stem cells. And when we think about tumors, the concept that there may be progenitor cells that are helping to drive the replenishment of these cancers after cytotoxic therapies or other mechanisms, or maybe involved in the spread or metastasis of new sites of disease, those progenitor cells may be critical. And growth factors like VEGF and its receptor, you know, may have a role there, just like it does in early embryogenesis. So I think that's a hypothesis. I don't think we have much data to support that. Probably the best data there comes from the brain tumor group and brain tumor stem cells, which seem to express the VEGF receptor. But I think in general, it's been difficult to show that across other tumor types. But this is an area that I think I would look towards in the future to maybe explain some of the additional activities we're seeing in disease settings where we don't necessarily think of it as a true anti-angiogenic effect. The other disease like that is actually prostate cancer, where we don't think of these as really kind of vascular tumors, and yet we still see, at least in phase 2 studies, some encouraging effect in combination with Taxotere. We'll see what our phase 3 studies show.